How to Be Led by Him by Sheila Kopp. Doth not he see my ways and count all my steps? Job 31:4. Scary, isn't it? He sees all our ways and count all our steps. Really? Well, that's what it says. And I'm sure if it's not literally he's counting our steps, it surely means God knows every single thing we do, what we do, and where we go. That's why I think better commit my works to him, since he knows everything anyway. This way, he can lead me to what is good. And hey, I might end up being saved in the end from a lot of unnecessary heartaches. You might ask, how do I do this? By talking to him about it in your prayer. You can ask him to direct your steps instead of coming up with your own and lead you to what is good before him. Now, it might not seem good always, but if you're trusting him from now on, then you have to trust him that he can work all things out for your good. Another thing to do is to talk to him throughout the day about what you're doing. Proverbs states, commit all your works unto him, and your thoughts will be established. Proverbs 16:3. This is how to commit it, by talking to him about it. You can tell him what your plans are during the day, what you need done, and what you would like to do. Then leave the rest to him to take care of it. Which means, if you feel a tug to do something else, or you feel led to go somewhere, go with it. It could very well be the Lord is dealing with you and leading you to do it. Which means, if not everything in your list gets done, you don't get annoyed about it. You leave it in his hands. You thank him for it, because you are trusting that he is leading you. It's a day-to-day practice, and it does take practice to trust the Lord to work things out for you. But it gets easier, and it gets better. You will find yourself happier. When he anticipates your needs and certain things you were not even thinking about get worked out for you, then you will be amazed how involved he really is with our lives. There is nothing too trivial for him. I've had it where I worried about not getting dinner done in time because I felt led to commune with the Lord. So I tell him about it, and I get an assurance it's going to be okay. Later, I look at my phone, and my husband tells me he's going to be home later. That's just one of many examples. There have been so many incidents I've experienced with the Lord that have shown me how involved he really is when I get him involved. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. Proverbs 3:5-6.